I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife Resources report. Spring has arrived, and this is the time for controlled burning. Although the window to do that, well, it's a tad narrow, and in some cases, it's already closed. But we'll talk more about it right after this. The West Virginia Division of Natural Resources works to properly maintain state wildlife management areas for a wide range of wildlife. Part of that is done with fire. Colin Carpenter heads up the prescription burn program.
The field burns are typically to basically to maintain early successional habitat, whether it's burning fallow fields to set them back in succession, start them over. It's also to burn the previous year's crop residue off to facilitate planting in the spring as well. The woods burns we use... We've done for a number of reasons. The one thing that we've gotten into more in recent years is actually applying fire to our shelter wood oak stands, our stands that have been partially harvested through timber sales. We'll come back 3 to 5 years after the initial harvest and basically use fire to set back all the species that are competing with our oak regeneration. So our poplars and our maples and birch and things of that nature, because oak puts a good deal of its first years of growth into root systems, they spring back more quickly after a prescribed fire than our light-seeded species like the maples and poplars.
And this year's window to do the standing forest burns already closed, but that's because of bats, something that Carpenter admits they need to work on.
When our bat mitigation plan was written, I think it was partially a miscommunication on our part. We actually, I think, selected the dates that we would be doing our burning, and I guess not realizing that a lot of our best days are typically in April. I know some of the, I think our national forests are allowed to burn. They've got a little bit wider window than we do, so they burn up into May. And our hope is to get our time frame extended to more closely match theirs.
They weren't able to get much timber burning done, but they did get some of those fields knocked out.
We burn our fields. Typically, we start looking for good weather. In some years, it's been mild enough that we've actually been able to do some field burns in January. But generally, we're able to do some of our field burns in March. We get enough dry weather during that time period, and we have better fuels in our fields that dry quicker that allow us to burn. So we actually did have three different burn days this year. 2 days on Burnsville WMA and a day on Bluestone WMA.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.